This is a CKTZ News Update. Babatunde Olatunji, a Nigerian drumming master, first came to teach in British Columbia in the late 1980s. Based in New York, he first taught at Hollyhock in 1990, bringing with him a small version of his Drums of Passion ensemble. Gordy and Zoe Ryan shared an apartment in New York with Baba, as he's affectionately known, and were part of the first troupe to teach at Hollyhock. They ended up buying property on Cortez Island and building Olatunji Hall, a venue for music and dance performances. Gordy says Baba had a strong connection with Canada's West Coast.
We arrived there in the summer of 1990. And I'll never forget, we were in the apartment, and he shouts to me one morning. He says, "Oh, we're going to go to Hollyhock. I just talked to Orianne Lee on the phone, and we're going to go up there next summer." And he's so excited because we'd heard a lot about it. We'd been going to Vancouver for several years and doing events up there for 2 weeks, and we'd heard about Hollyhock, so he got really excited. And then when he got there, it just reminded him of his home, and he started writing his autobiography there in that little cabin down the water. And so for 10 straight years, we went up there with him and our mini entourage of five or six of us from the group, drummers and dancers, and doing our summer programs at Hollyhock and a concert with the local community. And it was just so much fun. And then when he was no longer able to travel up because of dialysis, then we continued. And every year we kept going and doing a program there that was based in the Drums of Passion groove feel, with the Drums of Passion music and also the Manding music from the Manding culture in West Africa and Afro-Cuban music. And it's just been a great time for the members of the Olatunji group to come back together up there and have a continuation of that culture and that cultural feeling. And then at one point there, we built the Olatunji Hall at a real sharing community event, just so many people helping out, different barters and trades and people working, and we built that beautiful hall, which is like a spirit for all of us. It has a unique quality, and there's a feeling you get when you go in there. One of our friends, actually a young lady who was a daughter of a friend of mine in Big Sur, and she danced with us since she was about six, and then she became probably the most prominent teacher of the five rhythms, the Gabriel Roth's five rhythms, because she's a stepdaughter of Gabriel, and she has taught dance all over the planet, and she said that was her all-time favorite dance floor in the Olatunji Hall. And it has that feeling, and you can go in there and you just feel the energy of Baba, the ceremonies that were done that you were at, where he did the ceremonies for the hall, and then Professor Akiwobo did the ceremonies for the forest around the hall. That feeling lingers and is imbued in the place. So to return there and do the music every year is just a real key function for us. And people like myself, we always feel Baba's presence when we're working with people and teaching, and even in our daily lives. He was such an amazing man in so many domains of life, not only the creative music, but so many areas. And it's great to carry on that legacy and fulfill the responsibilities we were given to pass along the music and to do the generation pass down, as well as help people progress in their path in music and in finding music as a way, whether or not it's a profession, to keep enlivening your life and enlivening your energy and keeping your spirit strong. Going back each year, going back is really for us a return to our home. That became our real home. We live here in Washington State now because I'm an American citizen, and the Canadian government says 6 months is your limit each year, but that's okay. We go up and we have that program, and it's just beautiful to play music in that place. And this year, we're going to be playing outside of the hall of those ring of fir trees, big trees, and we're going to play outside quite a bit this year and among those trees and bring that feeling. So it's both a fulfillment and a beautiful event in the moment, and it also lays the future in the sense of bringing up younger folks into the music. And we've seen right on the island quite a few people we trained and helped them discover their own musicality, who've, some of them like Paul, have made careers. Yeah, and Cortez, and people, and it's great then the mix of the Cortez community with people who come in from other places in Canada, even Europe and the U.S. to do the program. It's a great intermingling of people who all have a similar goal to go deeper into the journey of music, and they can come together in that place and really think into it. And it's joyous to be there. So we're ready.
Indeed. I know so many people are looking forward and really missed you folks over the last few years, Gordy, you and Zoe. And I think that there's a lot of anticipation for your program, and just feeling and seeing and sensing and dancing to the music.
Good. Bonds that happen between people when you do this over periods of time, they all become family and really so close.
Just one final question, Gordy, and that is, it fair to say that basically Baba was the individual who introduced West African drumming, dance, and culture to North America?
That is true. You can really say that. He opened the door for all who followed. There were some people playing, and primarily there was the Latin music in New York. Chano Pozo and Mango Santaria had come up, and Armando Peraza. And there was some of the Afro-Cuban feeling in basically New York and in San Francisco primarily. But the African music had not gotten hold of the culture. And Drums of Passion opened that up. That album that he recorded in 1959, it was released right on the border of 59 and 60. That album, which continues to sell well, it sold millions of albums. And that one opened the door and really touched people. His music is really, somehow, the way he played and the way he brought the music really goes right to people's hearts and their bodies. And so he opened it up. When we did the memorial service in New York at Riverside Church, this huge funeral ceremony that we did there, this one minister got up, black minister, and different people were speaking, and he said, "And when Bob Tunji came from Africa, he brought the drum." And it's true, he brought the sound of the drum and the music of that rhythm of the drums. And it just hit people, and that album really did go across the culture. It became the first African music album on the Billboard charts, and the effect of it was so radical, both in people becoming aware of African music and other musicians becoming aware of those grooves. You can hear that music, his approach to, for example, in the Yoruba Nigerian samba that he grew up with, how that really became the basis of funk. And listen to Motown there in 1970, Marvin Gaye, "What's Going On?" There's a straight groove right out of Baba. And you can hear that coming all the way through the funk, through hip-hop. It went into jazz. It had a tremendous effect among musicians, as well as everybody across the culture becoming aware of African music. So he was the messenger, tremendous messenger. And as one of the great things about Baba is that on the concert stage, when you're in the audience, he would make the arc with the audience. He had a way of speaking that would just go right to people and make them feel right at home and make them part of it. So it wasn't that the audience is watching a spectacle. They're part of the whole event. And he could speak very eloquently, drawing on literature from many cultures, and bring the awareness to people that here is a really well-educated man. And here are these people all looking beautiful, splendid in their African attire, doing the rituals and the music from Africa, and yet this is a very high-level experience, and with this very intelligent, aware man at the forefront of it. And it really opened up African music on this planet, or on this continent for sure, and in Europe.
It's, I think, true, because I recall Baba saying that it was his dream to, at least in North America and Europe, to find a drum in every home. And he managed to live that, to see that dream come true, did he not?
Yeah, that's right. That was his dream. And yeah, the drum can really encourage the flow of vital energy in the body and balance the energy of the body and the emotions in the mind. We know that because we play. And for people who, it's not a vocation, but an avocation, something they enjoy doing, you come home from work and play the drum for 20 minutes or an hour, and you can really clear whatever negativity or frustrations or things that happen during the day. You can help clear out your energy again and be fresh. And so many people apply the drumming in that way. It's something that brings joy into their lives and helps clear blocked energy.
Babatunde Olatunji passed away in 2003, but his Cortez Island legacy lives on through the likes of longtime student Claudia Ron, who teaches drumming on the island.
He touched so many people's lives here and, of course, all over the world. He really unified so many different aspects of the pure essence of the drumming, which is about sharing community, being the best that you can be, being equal, and expressing your spirit.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.